How's it going, people? Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. As you can see, there's only five of us there. It's a world's first on the Big Six. I have to say it's a world's first. First time this has ever happened. But the guy that was due for some questioning tonight has failed to show, failed to answer messages, failed to answer his phone. None of us know what's going on. We're trying to source a replacement last minute. But just know, Tobes is the first to do any sort of nonsense like this. Look at Matisse smiling as well. But we're not going to shy away from talking about Tottenham either, because I think it is a subject we need to talk about, regardless of if Tobes is here or not.
This embarrassing, because he was hyping it up last night and giving it to Huey about Grealish and telling Saeed, you better get a result, and Chelsea and this and that. And yeah, this is embarrassing. Like, nobody knows what country he's in. Nobody knows what continent he's in. He's sleeping. We all rank him from private number as well, different numbers. He ain't answered no one's call. He's a pure. You know what I called him long time ago, and he's took it to heart. Remember people in the chat know what I called him. He's a pure, that same thing.
What was the word?
No, man, I don't want to say it again because, you know what I mean? Because like he's in gym these days. I'm not there anymore. Tap out Hulk, man.
We can't even bring on a substitute, you know. It seems like our bench, they've pulled up in the warm-up, so he's had to go inside. So we don't even have a replacement. So, you know, we're down to 10 men, as they say.
All I'm saying is if I was someone in the chat right now, I'd probably go on his Instagram and
message
him.
No, every single brother and sister need to go out there. How many we got in the chat right now? Matisse, I'm serious, man, come on, we're all tired, we've had a long weekend, you know what I mean, Queen's death and all that, you know what I mean, the death of Spurs is not everything, so many people things dying, you know what I mean, we need to go and tell him about himself. Everyone in the chat, go and tell him about himself and what he is. Yeah, straight. Bombard him.
Drag his ass.
Yeah, drag him. This is not on, man. Yeah, we out here. Look at our soldiers. We out here, man. We out here.
Braving the storm.
We've all had to face our fair share of smoke. Maybe not Hugh as much yet because Man City haven't really, since he's come in, but...
I don't think, even when I was just a guest on this show, I don't think I've ever lost a game on the Big Six.
I was thinking
about that recently. I was like, I've never, like, the worst I was expecting was if James had turned up after the Villa game. I was kind of counting my blessings that didn't happen, but we never lost the game. It's been a good ride.
Right, yo. That needs to end.
I'm just trying to, Fuad just got back to me, but I haven't asked him, so I'm just going to ask him now, ask him about something else. So let's see if we can get a replacement on right now. But I doubt it.
I know Fuad can't. Fuad definitely can't.
But I feel like the chat's waiting for Toby to get
caught. The chat are recommending X.
Well, to be honest, X says he loves the show. He wants to come on. I could message him, but it's probably X is probably doing something right now.
He's got to be busy, isn't it?
Fuad's just leaving work, so yeah.
Toby's fucked it, basically. He's fucked it, people.
Man, mash up the whole thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's just, that can't run. Imagine that now. That's insane.
Nerd had notes ready today, bro.
I was ready. I had XG and everything. All ready to go. I had decimals, everything. I'm telling you. I'm fuming.
Man was missing about away days too. He was. Yeah. That's why it was going to be sweet to have him here. Anyone got Big Trix's number?
You know what?
That is the one. Right, we need Big Tricks, man. Shit. Someone find his Insta or something, man. Tell him, man.
I thought Big Tricks was going to get the show cancelled. I can't lie. We had to be careful, man. I had to keep talking to him. I was like, yo, you know when you see your drunk friend and they just don't know what they're going to do?
He did get in trouble on the bus
or something. You just have to keep talking to them, give them some water, you know. You just...
He kept it real still.
He did.
He was on a trip with him, innit? So,
man. Deducted for Tobes on the prediction.
I said it.
You know
what? You the boss, man, bro. You the boss, man. We don't need his permission.
To be honest, you know what we do? We vote in numbers. So, if everyone for a 3 points deduction in this Big Six, say,
okay, that's it.
There's gotta be some sort of consequences. There has to be
100%.
This is the biggest show on YouTube. Do you know what I'm saying? It's a big 100%. Football show on YouTube.
All those muscles and no courage.
That's so true, man. That's so true.
Should we start with Tottenham anyway? Because I mean, I watched it, unfortunately. Regrettably.
Let's should we not? Because in case he comes, because we need to hurt him, innit?
Fair enough. No, I hear you. I you're spitting.
What if he turns up like cool drowsy? We want to finish him.
That sounds good, to be honest. I can't lie. We could do that. All right, we'll wait for him. Let me see what the super chats are saying. Abdurrahman says, "What's up, my bro, Turkish? I'm from Minnesota, and I'll be in London this weekend. I'm looking for a Brentford ticket. Please help me, my bro. Come on, you Gunners. I might actually be able to help you. I might actually have a spare there. I might. I'm saying I might because I need to check in, and the time is 10, well, 10:15 over here. And by the time we finish, it'll be near midnight. So I might not be able to check tonight. But message me on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll see what I can do for you, my guy. I'll see what I can do." Gerard says, "Hey, guys, love the show. What is your opinion? Let's start here. What is your opinion on this North versus South game the Chelsea owner was on about?"
It can't run. That's not a thing. We're not, like, no disrespect to America. They do their thing. You know, we do our thing over in this side of the world. But I just don't think it fits the ethics or the emotions that are required for football. It doesn't sit right with me. So, Matisse, respectfully, get a hold of your guy, man. He's trying to change our ways.
I don't mind it.
I'm with Chelsea for once, you know what I mean? Like, it's a rare alliance.
It's a money spinner, though. It's just a money spinner. The players don't care. The fans don't care.
It's for the football pyramid. Do you not care about Halifax?
No. Slightly no.
You know, you're Man City, from the ground up, you don't want to help your fellow strugglers down there as well. This is just selfish from you. Honestly, I expected better.
I have a firm interest in the League of Ireland. That's about as far as it goes. I can't care about Halifax.
You're harder than them teams. Dundalk. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, Dundalk, yeah.
Obviously, on the money spinner thing, because I see a few people in the chat saying money and this and that. It's football's money anyway. It's already gone down that road. It's already far gone down that road. There's no coming back to it. I'll be honest with you there. It's all about money. But at least this would give us some entertainment too. Who wouldn't want to see the best players in the league compete in an all-star game where it's about skills and tricks? Well, there's not much skills and tricks left in the game. But, you know, let's say even like the speed test or a crossbar challenge or a three-on-three. These things like in the NBA, when I used to watch it, they used to bang. Like, I can't lie, as an outsider looking in, maybe it's because I'm not American. I don't know if Americans don't like the All-Star Weekend, but that was entertainment. I'd want to see that. Who wouldn't want to see, let's say, Haaland, Kane, Nunes, and a couple other strikers do a penalty shootout? Or just something like that.
Isn't it a game, though? Isn't he trying to promote
It's a match.
But I don't know, man. It's a... I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, but I think, like, straight away you see Huey's response and straight away you'd see a Liverpool response is saying, no, man, because we're busy. I know you man's got time and you got space.
You got injuries, that's why.
No, we're busy, bro. We're busy.
I don't know if anyone...
We ain't got time to play all-star games and this and that calendars. We're busy. We're going for titles and leagues and cups and Champions Leagues and all that. We ain't got time for this shit, man. We're not a circus out here, man. We're real clubs, man.
Are you going for the
title? Can I make a suggestion? As a compromise to Todd Bowley, just as to how you want to structure the whole thing, I think if you're going to do it like the Rugby Internationals, a test series, a best of three games with a trophy at the end so people can get behind it. So if North wins the first game, everyone's like, oh, South need to win the second to bring it to a third game. And it's got a bit more interest, it's a bit more competitive. If it's just a one-off game.
I'll tell you what, test their morals and ethics. Tell them, no problem. We do an all-star game at the start of the season. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. And the proceeds go to charity. Watch them. They're not going to talk about it ever again.
You get more money than the charity shield.
Of course. Go on. Give that 200 million. He says that it's a money spinner, 200 million. Give that 200 million to charity. You won't ever hear about it again.
That's why I won't really get onto Bowley about it too much, because he did suggest the money from it goes to the pyramid.
The pyramid system, yeah, which it won't, but at least he said it, innit?
He said it.
And also the relegation battle. I wouldn't mind the relegation
playoff
being the way. A playoff, like, that would really? I don't know about that,
you know. I feel like teams like Norwich, they earned their punishment. They should take it. I don't want to see you trying to climb out of that after. Imagine Derby County, Robbie Savage, one win this season and then suddenly they escape. Nah, man, that's not...
No, but you know why I do that? Because I feel like teams just go on the beaches. towards the end. Teams like Southampton, Everton, just about climbing out of relegation zone and then not kind of competing. It's kind of a, you know, it's one of them to kind of feel like, you know what, nah, you're in a bit of a playoff situation here and you could get out. So I would personally like that. I think with the North and South thing, it's never going to happen, but it's a good fantasy to kind of think
about. It could, you know, it could happen.
You know, it could happen. So for me, I wouldn't mind it. Me, it's something exciting. People talk about you talk about ethics, you, but this FA ain't got no ethics, man. You know, I mean, they can't even
I get that, but we like to hold on to the facade that there's still that competitive nature and there's integrity and all that kind of thing. But just in terms of hypothetical conversation, wouldn't we all individually be absolutely sick if our best player picked up like an ACL injury or an injury that would really damage the start of our season? Like it's unnecessary football. And the super chat on the screen makes a good point. NBA players get 4 months off. All our best players basically play 12 months a year. And just adding another, at least one, or if the series that I suggested was a thing, three games.
I wouldn't be adding it. I'd be swapping it for the Community Shield. Yeah.
But the Community Shield's a staple. It's a staple of the season. It's something that's just always been there. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to get rid of that either.
Do you care about Community Shield?
It's all silverware.
Mm. Okay. Does that go up on your wall of champions and shit? Yeah, okay.
That's very Arsenal of you to say that, but I'm all
right. Domestic, they're growing in it. I've said this before.
Hold on, what do you mean?
You know when Arsenal fans want to compare trophies with Chelsea, they line up all their Community Shields in a row so they can get
Chelsea. What happened to Potter the other day, man? Let's
start. Okay, so we're getting into it. Yeah, that obviously definitely. I touched the nerve. All right.
Segue.
Quick segue. That wasn't even a segue. He just violence immediately. Let's get in straight into Chelsea.
But I got your back. I'm with you, Matisse. Just no.
Are you, yeah? Because you tried to send shots for Potter and Sterling on left wing back duty.
No, that was jokes. Man. I saw that you. That was jokes.
Grizz has already started. Yeah. Anyway,
I got you.
He does it low key, Grizz, you know?
Do you know what, yeah? For me,
I done you today. I done you badly today.
Who? Saeed.
Saeed. I done him that. He goes, Southgate, hope you're watching this. You know, like when Sancho scored. Yeah. I went, bro, he's got spin classes on Thursdays at 6 p.m.
Yeah,
bro.
I see.
He ain't got time to be watching you, hopefully. Yeah.
Matisse, before we do start off with Chelsea, let me get into the super chat about what we were talking about just now. Anthony says, All-Star game is just going to be the top 16 players. Also, don't we have a competition where the best plays the best called the Champions League? It's different, though, isn't it? All-Star games are boring. The mini competitions around an All-Star game are fun. Yeah, that's what I mentioned, like a skills, dribbling, futsal tourney with the best three players from each team. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the weekend itself. But the game, I get you. The game can, alone might not be the most appealing. Jason says, Bowley also suggested to Tuchel he play a four.
But this was right.
First of all, we don't know if this is true. If it is true... He's the first person to actually recognize the goalkeeper. I've said this before. So you man can mock all you like, but you don't realize you've been disrespecting the goalkeeper for years. And you never mentioned them. That's 11 players. The rest of you can't count. So
the only problem is he wants Mendy up front. I say you'd rather play with 10 men.
Listen, you've been getting it wrong your whole life. Do you know what I'm saying? So at least Todd's come in and correct you now. So it is what it is. Man said these Yanks. Oh God. But
that's not much. That's not an All-Star game, but I'm furious. I had tickets for Arsenal, Man City, and a flight from Canada, and it's been postponed, my bro. I don't even know what to say to you, my guy. That's just, I'd be flipping if it was me, basically. But there's not much you can really do. You'd just be flipping by yourself. But maybe you can
just flipping.
Maybe you can talk to the airline and get. I don't know. Did you have insurance? I don't know.
I've already tried that. I had flights for that game as well. I was going to try and get a ticket for the away in, but I, in fairness to him, I don't think Ireland will be as expensive as Canada. So he kind of has that one.
Yeah.
My guy, sorry to hear that, man. I have got one here on Man City, but I'll save that for when we're talking about Man City. Anthony's put one in here saying, are Chelsea proud to produce world-class players like Salah and De Bruyne?
Wait, they're about to produce one of the best as well, even more. It's going to hurt. This one's going to hurt.
Musiala.
Oh, my days.
Grizz, I'm looking at the lack of vision, the lack of awareness, the lack of creativity in the 10, and then I'm seeing Musiala.
Oh.
Doing his thing for Bayern Munich at 19 years old with Pedri on the same pitch. Oh, it's a sad state.
It's a lot.
It's a sad state. You know, this is what keeps me up at night. And you wonder why I was so tired after the last show, you know? It's just it's just insane, bro. Like, if we have to get into it, because that's a great segue. Kai, you know, he's playing that 10 role, and bro, it's a good thing Toby ain't here, man, because wow, he would have run with the agenda today. Just really, for me, disappointing. We're home to Salzburg, and there's so many instances, whether it's not being aware, you know, scanning before you receive the ball to spot the right pass when you receive it and then turn and put Aubameyang in, the service to him was really poor. Or whether it's not getting into the box properly and you're seeing the ball's not coming directly to your feet. So much like Haaland. I mean, Haaland's picking his leg up and doing karate kicks to make sure that he makes contact with the ball. Like, where is that drive, commitment to get on the end of crosses, things like that. So he was really disappointed. Obviously, he got hooked. But overall, if I'm being honest, I'm actually all right with it. I think for me, mentally, I have to separate where we are in the group and Graham Potter, because I think Graham Potter put out a nice system. I liked it. It was like a 3-3-3-1. Sterling was in a comfortable position on the flank that he's used to. Kai was given freedom, the free role. So that's on him for not performing. James was on the right, and you had Mount a bit deeper. He looked a bit better. So we actually played really well. And in terms of the first half, especially, but again, the final third, man, just little moments where you could say, oh, why didn't Chelsea have a shot on target? Why did Chelsea have less shots on target than Salzburg? Moments like that with Kai, where I said that he's not scanning where De Bruyne would scan, and then he would find the pass for Aubameyang, and Kai doesn't pick out the right pass. That's a shot, but it doesn't go down as a statistic because, you know, he effed up. So Ziyech, when he come on, was poor as well. It's just a bit frustrating, but, you know, I'm getting used to this season. We've dropped more points probably than we've won. So I'm not even really hurting that much. You know what I mean? It's the first game. It is where it is. It's Potter. He's new. So we just have to give him some time, be patient. But we're making it very difficult for ourselves in the group, man. Now we have to go to AC Milan twice and we have to do damage or we're going to end up singing that Europa League song, which does sound nice.
Whoa.
It slaps. I said it to you already, Saeed. I think I said it to you. The song does slap, but I wasn't planning on hearing it this year. I'm not going to lie. So... yeah, man.
Mad it's how it's etched long. Into you guys' brain cells already. Look at you lot just humming it like it's... I don't even know what
you're
talking about.
Why are
you trying to pretend? You know what it sounds like.
I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue what that was. Whoa, 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 whoa. What the fuck was that? No, I didn't have a clue.
That wasn't even what I said.
Bro, I didn't have a clue what that was, right? But it's mad, isn't it? Because you have to get your brain mentally... in line with that, like, this is us now. You know what I mean? Thursday nights is us. You know what I mean? Like, it's mad. I'm impressed how it's ingrained in your brains, man. And Matisse knows it as well, so he's obviously thinking of the worst, but...
it's getting ready, man. It's getting ready. Two tough games, Milan.
Bro, how do we have 1 point from Salzburg and Zagreb? Like, what is this? Like, it's embarrassing. Do you know what I mean? Let's be real. These are the two easiest fixtures. We ain't even played Rafael Leao and Giroud and Tomori yet. You know, Aubameyang, for me, like I said, I can only be so excited, man. The brother didn't have no shots on target in the last game. This game, I don't think so either. And I said, he's only going to be as good as his service. And that's also with the fact that he's in decline because he's aging. So I just felt like with the lack of vision and awareness, and this is where the coaching is going to be key for Potter, to coach a player like Havertz and really get him to seriously start assessing his options when he's on the ball and start scanning properly. The challenge is for him to sort that, but yeah, Aubameyang, man, it's gonna be a long road for this number 9 shirt. he's big Steve saying a bang your mam is shite. in the comments, yeah. Now listen, I don't know, like it wasn't a player that I was gonna get gassed for, and I don't know, it's too early to judge. Obviously, he's still got the mask on and whatnot, but yeah, it's not looking.
You look, I don't know if you see this interview. You look depressed, man. Like, I don't know if you see this interview after, but no,
I was depressed, so I didn't.
Nah, honestly, he was like, because they kept asking him questions about Tuchel, innit? So obviously he came in with the intention that he was going to play on the Tuchel, but you know, it's one of those situations where can they create enough chances for him to score? You know, I mean, Sterling obviously is a good chance creator, but other than that, it's one of them. Like, a lot of Chelsea fans saying Mount had a decent game. I don't know. I think he's got a lot to do. Yeah. And there's a lot to do, but I think Potter, one thing he's going to do in the training ground is going to make them play better. I think he's going to get a system, he's going to get a game plan. It's just about Chelsea fans being patient. But again, it goes back to that question, is how much of the dead wood you need getting out. Like, you know,
do you know what? We got rid of a lot of it. I'm not going to lie. We got rid of a lot of dead wood. We can't really use the excuse too much more of like the squad is still, you know, draped in dead wood. The only two players that you could say don't maybe want to be here is Pulisic and Ziyech, but they're not dead wood. You could still coach those players, I pray, right? And try and get something out of them. I don't know what we're going to get out of them at this point. Ziyech especially mentally looks like as if he's not here, but you know, we'll take it to January and we go from there. But there's no like Barclays here. There's no Bakayokos. There's no Emersons. And, you know, it's been pretty cleansed and cleared. So, yeah, man, I think I'm happy with what Potter did and what he tried to do and what he set up. I really liked it. And I think a lot of players were in their natural zones, but the deficiencies and the lack of, you know, certain attributes and certain positioning and vision and awareness and things like that, just where when you look at a City in particular, they're just on another level, right? And that's why they create so many chances, because they do scan and they do have the awareness and they are able to play that final pass and not over hit it or under hit it. And we still do all of that stuff. So I'm at that point now where I think Tuchel obviously being gone and Potter being in, I don't have to get as aggro. I can be a little bit more calm and just say I'm part of this wonderful process.
Okay. Yeah, you take a long hard look in the mirror, mate, after the last couple of years you've been talking about Arsenal.
That I am a shameless man.
I get it. Yeah, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah. End of the game. Did I read or did I hear that there was booze at the end of the game or something?
Well, I heard that too, yeah. I mean, I mean, we drew at home to Salzburg. Like, you know, I don't think it's directed at the
players.
It's not directed at the manager, but the players have to stand up. They really do. Yeah. Like, it's the manager's first big day out. He's got a nice Armani suit, wearing his new
watch. Yeah, I was impressed. He rocked up to West London. Yeah, he knew that he ain't at Brighton anymore. He rocked up to West London, had a fresh trim. He ain't look like that, man. He normally looks like Wurzel Gummidge, man, on the sideline with Brighton, man, all that life. But recently, you can see he's up to it. I'm not going to lie, I'm not going to gas it too much, but if I was a Chelsea fan, I see signs of excitement, man. He tried to put a philosophy in place. Straight away, he said, this is my system. Mm. He didn't like sort of, because remember I was having a joke with you and Miz.
Miz, yeah.
I was having a bit of joke. I said, no way he plays that system straight away in his first game. But he was brave. Fair play to him. He went, yeah, 3-4-3 is me, or whatever that was. 3-4-3 or something.
I called it a 3-3-3-1, but it was an amalgamation of different
things. And how he's coached Brighton to play that level of football without any world class players. We can start calling some of them world. No, we can't really. Mm. Without any world class players is a testimony to his coaching. And if he implements anything like that level of coaching and that level of system with world class players, but as Saeed says, have you guys got the patience? I don't think so. I don't think you guys ain't got no patience, man. You have
some people do, to be fair, because I tell you why, because I feel like this whole not having patience thing, that only comes from success. But when you look at the last few years under Abramovich, you can't say that Chelsea's model of being impatient worked. We weren't competing at the top of the Premier League. The Champions League was just out of nowhere. It's not like we've been consistently making the final, semi-final. We've been nowhere near Liverpool or City since they actually built something after 2017. So we can't sit here and say, oh, give us this now, like as if it works, because we've been doing that and we ain't winning the biggest prizes. So I think Chelsea fans have no choice but to be patient, because who else are you hiring out that's available? Tuchel's the best man out there right now that's available. We just had him. So you ain't got no choice. You literally have no choice but to be patient.
I don't think Todd Bowley has a choice but to be patient now as well. Yeah. He's setting the precedent for what people will think of him as a club owner moving forward. If he goes and pulls the plug on Graham Potter in 6 or 9 months' time because he's not happy to start a play, your managers won't be interested in going to Chelsea to play under this guy. So he needs to show an example of what kind of an owner he is as well. So it's good. There's a lot of patience required from everybody. And
yeah, I don't think he'll do that, though. It would be absurd to bring in all these staff. You know, he's looking at director of football recruitment team to bring in all of that and then just lose it in a moment of madness with Potter. That would be beyond stupid. So I don't see him doing that, especially when you look at how much he's paying him, you know, over 5 years. It's a big contract you're paying out. So,
yeah
man, I think we just got to just sit tight and hopefully take it game by game. Not that we're playing until October.
Yeah,
same.
It's mad.
Yeah.
That continued. Maybe, you know, could have done with two games, Potter. I know he has time off. It could have done still with games.
Yeah,
especially when you drew.
Yeah, you know? I think so, man. I wanted to play Liverpool right now.
No, I think I think the time off is good. I think the time off is good for
him. I want to play you too.
Almost like a mini preseason for this guy. What do you mean for this guy to get his team training and playing the way he likes? It's just like I said,
it's perfect.
It's internationals. That's the only problem, right? They're going away.
So
I would agree with you if they were actually staying here, but because they're all going to internationals, it's like
it's
like how many players are even staying there to even work with, you know? So I don't know. It's a weird one.
I don't know.
Like you said, you're not playing on the weekend, so there's no predictions to make about Chelsea. But Anthony says Chelsea should never have let Haaland go out of their youth system. Don't forget Neymar and Messi, two world-class academy. Patricia's dead nodding. Question for the which goal did your team concede that made you sit back and say, fair play, that was a great goal?
Pape Cisse, Newcastle. At Stamford Bridge, outside the right boot, over Petr Cech.
I remember that.
I ain't going to say nothing to that. That was just a wild goal.
That's brilliant a great goal. Question, man.
Salah against us when he went through like two or three players on the right-hand side of the box and tucked it away. I remember just sitting there going, what can you do against that? Like, how do you stop that? That's definitely the most recent one for me anyway.
The other day, man. The other day, that young blood, Mohamed Kudus. Boom. Recent, let's not go back into history too long, innit? Let's just talk about the other day, that goal, like bang. You know when he hits the stanchion of the post and the crossbar?
Yeah.
Like comes off the, like when I'm man stopped. Like Alisson don't move, yeah, that's it. You know it's a serious, serious goal.
You know, Luis Garcia ghost goal, unbelievable goal.
my one goes mad. A bit back, goal, man.
Mad.
My one goes a bit way back in the derby, man. Silva with that pass. That played it.
Was you there? Was you there at the game?
I was there, man. I was in college at that time. So
did you like look at that ball like, oh?
Yeah, it was just like it was just for me. It was the way the ball was fizzed in.
Yeah, that was just nice.
Like wow, man.
Did you stick around that long? Did you stay to the end?
Yeah, man. I always stayed, man. 5-0 against Liverpool. I stayed. I don't. Listen, come on, man.
There's nothing better than a Saeed picture with his hands in his pockets at full time.
Yeah, man, I don't look around anymore. You know what I mean? Like, it's whatever. I only live around the corner, so it's like, what's the point going home?
Where are you going exactly?
Where am I going? Isn't it? You know what I mean?
Turkish, did you? Well, let's see which one you say because I've got one in mind for you.
Hazard one's a very good one. I think Suarez, when he played for Barca, the third goal away from home at the Nou Camp, when it was like, was it the third goal? When it was like a scissor kick, that was top bins, that was mad.
How about Sadio Mane, man?
That was his debut, innit?
Debut. Sadio Mane.
Left foot, innit?
Left foot.
I remember.
Halfway line, come inside, left foot. Sadio Mane came on the scene.
That's up there. That's probably a show in itself. Now we're thinking about it. There's bare goals we can talk about.
Some content.
And Hady says, I'd rather watch PSV at the Emirates. Man City is boring in regards to the Arsenal fan from Canada saying, you know, that the City game's cancelled. Obviously, the PSV game's there. I don't know if it works out for that one, but it's not Man City. It's not as big as that game, but yeah, it should be entertaining. It should be entertaining. So hopefully you can work that out. That is it for the Chelsea ones, I think. Like I said, no prediction. Toby's still not here. Tottenham are playing Leicester this weekend as well, so I don't really know what to do there. What are we saying? Do we talk about it without him?
Yeah, we got to, man. We got to.
Oh, we got to talk about the Lisbon thing. Yeah, whoever wants to go, man, we go. Let's do this. Lisbon.
They're coming, though. I think their performances this season, yeah, you can give them credit for taking the points, but there was a lot of doubts about the performances and either it swings one way where the results, the performances get better and the results maintain, or they kind of get humbled. And Marseille played good against them in the first half in the first Champions League.
It was only 10 men. That's how they turned it around.
Yeah, yeah.
If it wasn't for that sending off, they'd be on 1 point. I didn't see them winning that. I didn't see them losing it, but I didn't see them winning it.
Mm-hmm. Potentially. So, yeah, it's like it was
always... We spoke about that, isn't it? It's been coming where it's like, how long are you going to continue to kind of play in this way where you're not completely controlling it, maybe purposefully? because you want to break and counter on teams. I'm not sure. Certainly in certain games, you could understand that logic. But in games where, and we had this same question with Conte last season, when games you're expected to dominate at home or away from home to a Burnley or whatever, and maybe being a little bit too defensive or not taking, you know, the urgency and really, you know, rubber stamping your authority on the game. And I think Richarlison has been saving them a little bit as well, because when things aren't going right, he has come off the bench or he has come on and injected that life, that pace, changed the game for them. But they haven't really been playing particularly well all season so far. I mean, it's not been star-studded stuff. So I'm not really mad surprised in a way. But I was watching the game, man. People are going to be like, a Chelsea fan, how can you talk about being boring? Yes, hilarious, cool. But I was bored. I was searching for escapism, entertainment, and you didn't provide it. Yeah, so I keep searching. But those two quick fire goals, man, brah, I didn't see that coming. I really didn't. I thought it was just going to just peter out into a 0-0 and then just bang.
Shout out expressions, of course, because I'm pretty sure he called it fossil football. I think he was the first one to call it fossil football, what he used to see at Spurs. I'd love to ask him, is there much difference in terms of stylistically, man, this guy, like Conte? I know the results is what counts. Yeah, of course.
Conte's getting
especially when you're Tottenham Hotspurs, it's all about the results. But
no respect. No respect whatsoever.
They got hot, man. But yeah, but it's boring football, you know. It's a hard watch. Like, it really is. And so if you don't get the results and you're still playing fossil football, that's a recipe for disaster. Not disaster, but you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like, if you're not enjoying it, but you're getting over it because you're winning. Mm-hmm. Remember Toby's been telling us weeks, I don't care. Yeah. I don't care. And they just keep doing this shit. I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. What? Come at me. Well, when you're not enjoying your football and you're losing to Sporting Lisbon's, right? I don't know, man. His peak. And his record in Europe, when do we start questioning it? Because I'm starting questioning it right now. I don't know about you people. I've been questioning it.
We questioned it already.
You've been questioning it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's why I said domestically, I think they'll finish above us. But in Europe, I don't know what's going to happen to them. I mean, now
they won't do anything in Europe.
But yeah, his record in Europe is a little bit shoddy. I think they lost the final Inter Milan Europa League as well when he was in charge there. So yeah, his European...
He ain't been in charge of bum team. This is the bummer's team he's been in charge of. I'm sorry, Spurs, but it's true. It's true. Mm. You lot ain't got right to be talking to him. Juventus and Real Madrid, come on.
Yeah.
And he's been in charge of some serious squads.
Real Madrid? You mean Inter Milan?
Inter Milan
and Juve.
Juve, yeah. It's a shame nobody can do Toby's accent, because he did a big long thread yesterday on Twitter pouring out his impressions. I'd love to read it out to get his thoughts, but...
Wow,
We should share screen, man, and laugh at his thread. Like,
Shut your mouth.
The thread's there. I've got it up on another tab. I've got it here. I'm not going to lie.
You know what it is, though?
On his Twitter, yeah?
Yeah, just you can read it out. That's how we'll get his opinion, I guess. He did give his opinion on Twitter. He told me...
We should show it out. We don't really...
He's not here. We'll bring it up. Fuck it.
Yeah, bring it up, man. You want to say what you're saying?
No, I was just saying, like, you know, when you look at Tottenham now, they're not here for pretty football, man. They're here to win, man. I think we need to go back to what they brought Antonio Conte in, and that was for them to win trophies. I think they're pretty football. You know what I mean? The expansive football that they're looking out for, Tottenham fans, you're just going to have to hold it. Because at the end of the day, you had that with Pochettino and you got nowhere. Let's be real. So for me, you're going to have to be patient. You have to stick with this. But you wanted the elite mentality. You wanted Antonio Conte. You see Toby waving the Italian flags. This comes with it. They wanted Antonio Conte. And yes, like I said, you know, he has to produce at the end of the season. But they've got to ride this out, man. Because who are they getting after this? Let's be real. Who are they getting?
I bet you
what happens is they go and get Eddie Howe from Newcastle, and then Eddie Howe becomes
top. I don't think Eddie Howe leaves Newcastle. I think he's
there you go, then.
Just signed a new contract. Happy. I agree with you. I think the obsession with the Tottenham way or the West Ham way, I'm of the belief that if you haven't won a trophy, you don't have a way. Yeah, you don't have a way.
There you go.
All you have is hope.
No disrespect.
No, there's loads of
disrespect. No, plenty of disrespect. What are you doing?
Plenty of disrespect.
This is my rivals. Plenty of disrespect.
Look at you change your mind. Yeah. Chuck it in.
I agree with you, man.
100%. Let's read some of these threads, man.
Where are we, man? So Matisse, tell me where I'm looking.
Yeah, he talks about your
literally
friend, Matisse. 14
from drag September. It's literally drag right him. There.
Yeah. Man talks about you writing essays, yeah? Drag him back.
Let's see what's going on.
Here it is. It's coming up.
What is that thread? It talks a lot.
Man's
shit,
been
isn't
tweeting.
No, no, no. You got to go down.
Man's been tweeting a lot.
What's going on here, man?
Wait, pause.
There it is. That's the 14th of September, right there.
No, but I see something else. Pause, man. What's going on?
Why is that? Yeah, I'm not going to ask any questions
on that one. Exactly. After last week, now.
Get the chat going again. Yeah, the one under that.
Oh, this one here.
Underneath. Yeah, this one. Yeah, click on that. There you go.
What does MJ
go on, Matisse? All yours, Matisse. Management.
Shocking game management from Conte yesterday. We'll speak on the players, but wow. Start Son, who is woefully out of form, refuses to rotate the centre mids, who were shocking.
And then he does that head shake that he does.
When did King Charles become a Spurs fan, man? What's that accent? He doesn't sound like that at all.
We carry on.
It's the moment, isn't it?
We continue.
Keeps playing a man who can't play football as a wingback. I'm guessing that's Emerson Royale. Won't use the squad he asked for to change games. This is very critical. Poor. Wow. Good Lord. This is. He's the main culprit for the loss yesterday. Sporting were there for the taking, as poor as we were until those last few minutes of the game. As for the players, though, just wow.
Again, wow.
Capitals. I mean, how can so many reliable players be out of form at once?
Four question marks.
Wow. Kane's been so bad in general. Play for 80% of the season. Was worse than Son yesterday, who was also whack.
Whack.
Ben 10.
Who's Ben 10?
I don't know. Army Tricks, what's going on here? Has been poor outside of 2.5 games. Decimals. I told you decimals were coming this season. PEH was worse yesterday. But has played well this season. Dyer and Davies being shaky. Bad as words in possession.
I'm saying them.
And Emerson Chicken Royale can't cross his legs, let alone a ball. Whoa! This is scathing.
Wow, graphic. This is graphic, man.
And that is that.
Oh, Jesus.
We didn't need him. We didn't need him on the show, man.
Wow. Now you know why he's not on the show. He's pissed.
He wrote all that, had another sip of that drink, and knockout since.
What would you guys grade the essay? I think that deserves an A-. I like the Ben 10 reference, the Army Tricks, brought back some childhood memories. Wow, in capital letters, really stood out.
The cross the legs rather than cross the ball thing. That was good.
Creative. Yep.
Yeah, very creative words. He's a metaphors and everything.
You can tell he was in higher education.
You could tell that Saeed was a teacher. Look at him. He's already thinking about the grade. He's like, yo.
No mention of Marcus Edwards. He was on smoke. He was.
Yeah, man.
I don't know nothing about this guy. You, if anyone knows about him.
I can't lie. I don't know.
No? Okay. Because this guy. I thought it was Boston. Yeah.
That's what they're saying now.
Where's Tobias? Yeah, we don't know, bro. No supporting him. No show. I like that.
Has he actually knocked out, though? I don't understand. Like, you know, he said he was actually
He's knocked out.
Man. What? You know,
he supports Hotspur, isn't it?
Bro, do you not see how much energy his bestie was taken out of him, fam? He's tired as fuck, bro.
don't go. Matisse, stop. Stop.
Where's Saeed going, fam? Come back. You're not going anywhere.
Hey, listen, one of you designers in the chat, make a missing poster quickly and put that picture of Tobes and Big Tricks and send it to me. So I can
Oh, shit. Did you see the picture going? Oh, who done it on the account? Oh, yeah, I know who done it on the account. But yeah.
It's been done a few times, to be honest.
I think
it's the first picture of the season for us. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Tobes tapped out today, man. He tapped out today. Let him know.
All right, Tottenham Leicester, though, we got to make predictions. So,
yeah, light work. Is it whose turn is it?
Matisse, because Toby's Matisse. Usually first.
Okay. Tottenham at home to Leicester, are they?
Yeah,
Leicester. Well, Leicester are awful at the moment. I'm going to go 3-0 Tottenham response.
Oh, shit. I'm in the wrong place. All right, cool. 3-0, yeah? Oh, I'm fuck the 3-1s, man. I'm not on that anymore.
Obviously. Go on, man.
You see where I am in the fucking league. It's not doing well for me. But then Toby's got -3 points, so he might be bottom.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know about -3, maybe -2. You might start crying.
No, man. This is unacceptable.
-3, man.
Oh, you look cold. All right. I'm cold. But all right.
You voted as well, Grizz. Your hand came up as well.
Yeah, but no, I didn't say 3. I didn't say 3 points. I thought we had points, but like, you look harsh, man.
I was thinking 5 points.
You're going to be thinking, why didn't you get them 3 points when you're back to put them on the league? So, you hold that one.
You better take advantage of the situation.
Okay. While you can. Yeah, long season.
Fuck it, 3-1.
3-1.
Are we actually taking 3 points off him, yeah?
Yes, of course. Yeah. That's true. 100%.
Come on. Right, it's a warning for you, son. This is a warning for you as well. If anybody
don't
comes
put
off...
put your fingers on me. I'm not going anywhere. I'm here.
Hey, it's not don't go anywhere.
No. Hold on. But I ain't finished yet. Because you know what the punishment is, yeah? Yeah. You know? Yeah, so if anyone does this in future, it's 5 points. Let me tell you that.
Oh, it just gets higher and higher every time.
Because you know the score.
I like that. We should just keep adding on points each time.
Yeah. That's the only chance I'm going to win, brother. So I'm just anything. I might just sabotage someone's life or something so they don't come up and -10 points.
Start cutting in little wires and cables and stuff.
Yeah,
I got people.
Come on,
family man of the community. I swear, these are not the nicknames for you. You know, it's not making sense.
The dangerous family man.
I could just imagine family man at Christmas cutting the wires of the internet for the family households. From you know what I'm saying, like, what's going on?
Man of the community, bro. But bro,
these pictures with the fans ain't fooling us, you know. I'm starting to clock it.
Poses.
No. It's all good, man. Oh,
3-1, I've said it, Hugh.
I'm going to go 2-0. 2-0 Tottenham.
Hugh needs to slow down, man. He's going to be getting too much, man. And Matisse, both of them.
Yeah, I'm going to go 2-0 as well.
2-0, Grizz.
I was going to say 4. But I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going to do what my heart says, man. 4.
4-1-0.
4-0, yeah.
4-0. We'll get told this one when he wakes up or when he's found. Moving on. Man City played this weekend, and Man City had a game against... Before we go on to Man City, I keep forgetting. The Super Chat's in between. Let me see what we've got here. We've got Man City one there. That's an Arsenal one, so I'll get onto that. That's a Man City one as well. Conte in Champions League. Sean Dyche would have a better record. Embarrassing. 12 months max until Conte leaves. Grizz spoke about the squad. He will leave. Stinky. Need to have a convo on Son. He's been dropping stinker after stinker. My guy is as useful as Pulisic. Maybe that's something for you to mention, Matisse, next time. Mulhart says, goodbye to playing good football for Spurs. They chose their poison. They got to firm it. It either succeeds or fails miserably. Froby ducked. Shameless.
These nicknames are ridiculous.
Yeah, let's call him Froby next week.
Froby.
Tricks. To the blind, he is vision. To the hungry, he is the chef. If Big Tricks has one fan, it's me. If Big Fix has no fans, I don't exist. So what's going on here?
That's hilarious.
Poetry.
That was well put, but I think that's Big Tricks. That must be his account. Carrot, sausage and beans in a martini glass is a lot more sus than Conte ball. I can't lie.
I
kind of regret sharing screens because of that one moment. I'm trying to forget about it.
I swear I didn't know that was there.
I'm telling you.
What kind of a nonsense? Toby needs to hold a -3 point deduction for that Twitter pick. You know which one. Listen,
I'm for it. It's wild that he quote tweeted. He could just commented under it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but he always quote tweets. Is this what you got to do? You got
which one? What was that? What was that? What was that?
The sausage in a glass.
Minus three again for the.
You've got to learn to comment.
I say get a burner. I just tell him to start zero, man. Start your life again, bro, after that. Ground zero.
Oh, wow.
He compares it. This is the funniest Big Six I've ever seen. It's like the Champions League.
Wow.
Better without Spurs. cool. Where are we? That's all the Chelsea ones. So moving on to Man City and first Stones with a banger. But Haaland, not Haaland, Cancelo first and then Haaland, because that ball was mad. The finish was crazy. We keep talking about him every week. Even me, I had to look back. I put him in the thumbnail initially, and then I look back to the shows we've done this season.
Every thumbnail.
He's always in the thumbnail. Haaland,
I'm thinking, fuck, you know.
He's got main character syndrome, man. Let's just say how it is. The guy needs to relax now. Like, you know.
If you're into social media and that, you will know that anything Erling Haaland related is getting views and clicks. He's just a magnet for interaction. I'm going to sound like a broken record every week talking about this guy, because he's doing it every single week now. And I can only say so many times how much I love him and I think how great he is. But Cancelo's assist, that's something we know he has in his locker. He's done that a few times now. That wasn't just one special moment. This guy's done that a few times. I think the first one, the most notable one, was for Sterling in one of the games last season. He put a similar ball through, and he just doesn't want to use his left foot, but that's cool with me if he keeps using the outside of his right. And then, like, what can I say about Erling Haaland? I mean, this guy has the mentality, the determination, the physique, the capability. He's got everything. He's got absolutely everything that you need. And he's kind of our scapegoat in these situations, because I had my apprehensions going into that Dortmund game entirely, because, you know, we hadn't played in 8 days. And I like City to play. Maybe you guys feel differently about your teams, but I like City to play every 3 or 4 days. We get into a rhythm, we get into a flow, and it keeps everybody sharp. We seem to perform best when we're playing regularly. I know a lot of managers complain about the congested schedule, but it suits us. So not playing for 8 days, I was kind of like, oh, will we fall off in terms of sharpness and that kind of thing? And I've spoken a bit about the teething issues, I believe, that are a thing right now in terms of style of play and the fullbacks and the striker and all that kind of stuff. And it looked every bit of that for the first 45. It did look every bit of that for the first 45. It was slow. Dortmund did well to keep us out. And unfortunately, it took for that Bellingham goal, who is someone I am on my knees for, to come to City next summer. It took for his goal to wake us up. And unfortunately, I spoke about it after the Newcastle game, I think. Mentality monsters. Great mentality. Stones, absolutely phenomenal goal. Who would have expected that? He channeled his inner Vincent Kompany. And then Haaland does what Haaland does. They couldn't keep him out for 90 minutes. It was the 3 points. We move on now. We got Copenhagen back to back. Pick up 6 points there, please God, and then that's qualification, hopefully. But you know, Champions League is a funny competition. It was a good second half.
Very Zlatan of him with that finish, wasn't it? Like,
Pep
said that.
Yeah, like Pep said that in a funny way, because I don't think Pep and Zlatan get along, do they? So I thought that was quite funny.
He said my old friend Zlatan. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Pep, fair play to him. Like, he's got jokes. Do you know what I mean? He's got jokes. And Haaland, obviously, he's just testing himself now, bored of scoring. So he decided, let me just try and make things more difficult by putting my foot where people's head used to be. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, he kicks it into the goal. I thought Cancelo, he starts in attacking midfield for a lot of teams. I can't lie. This guy's passing is just another level, man. It's like he's a midfielder. I know these fullbacks are starting to do this more often now, where they invert and they create, but this guy is just, I don't know how much you paid for him. I don't think it was a lot. I think you swapped.
We gave Danilo to Juventus. And
one of them deals.
We need to do an investigation, because that doesn't make sense.
Keep investigating. You investigate us all the time and nothing ever comes.
Meant to be 60 million, but it became 30 plus Danilo, I think it was.
You're right, Cancelo's a special player, man.
Cancelo's a tricky player. He can do all these things. But unfortunately, when Cancelo plays behind Grealish, which I think is something you guys want to talk about. I know Toby, ooh, who's not here, unfortunately, had a lot of gas about Jack Grealish. He wanted to let off some steam tonight, but he's not here for it. But
Cancelo, he said it in a group chat.
you could show the WhatsApp essays he was sending in if you want. But he wasn't happy with Grealish. But the thing is with Grealish, the way Cancelo plays takes away from Jack Grealish. Grealish likes to run with the ball and run into space at high pace, obviously. And Cancelo inverting blocks up that space. So in a way, some City fans are kind of like, maybe we'd like to see Sergio Gomez, who's more of an overlapping fullback, play behind Jack Grealish rather than Cancelo, who's an inverting fullback. But then you're taking away the greatness of João Cancelo. So it's a bit of a head wreck for Pep. But I don't know. I was pretty happy with Jack Grealish.
No, I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about Jack Grealish. Maybe others do, because you know, what I mean, I've said it from the start anyway, a long time, that he ain't gonna really work at City because of his style, or he'll at least take a season. It's taken more, but Cancelo, my God, Cancelo, that was like poetry, man. That pass, and considering he's a fullback, essentially, really, he is, isn't it? Like, obviously, Pep's got him playing in a whole different system, but you got to take your hats off to that guy, man. Like, he is very much second to Kevin De Bruyne in terms of their creativity. Possibly. I know Foden might have a say in that. But this guy, when you got someone like that, when the game's dead or dying or in trouble, and he can put in a ball like that, how many times does he do shit like that, man? It's insane. Haaland is Haaland. But that goalkeeper for both goals, I'm not even going to allow him even the second one. That first one, he proper pulls out. Hey, you talk about investigations, brother. I want his accounts checked. No. I want his accounts checked. Check his accounts overnight. Or maybe not. He might be sly. Let's wait a week. He might be one of them ones. Yeah, let's wait a week. No one's going to be sus. Bro, he's getting... I don't want to say it, but did you see it, guys? Am I talking shit? Like,
you should have done better for both. Yeah.
Better Turkish. Why are you being like this? Better. He pulled out.
He pulled out his hand.
It was a swerve. He went like that.
It was a swerve, though.
He saw the swerve, so he pulled out.
No, it wasn't that. It was the fact that by the time he could put his hand out, it just kind of went away from him.
He pulled out. But the second
Let
one.
Ask the chat. Did the guy pull out?
You know what the chat are gonna say? They're gonna back.
No, they might tell me shut up, Grizz.
No. I think maybe you're being a bit harsh. I think we have to praise a strike more than the. And this is me. I'm a United fan. You know.
I knew they were.
I think
we
should give credit to the strike.
Oh shit! You lot are just that goalkeeper suspect, man.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I knew they were gonna react like that, and I just let you make your own bed. I'm not gonna lie, sir.
Do you think though? Because I looked at it a few times, and by the time he could do anything, it swerved past him. Honestly, Chris, by the time he could do anything, it swerved.
No problem, man. No problem. I just think that was and you know what, Dortmund before the thing. Before the game, they were worried about this keeper because that's not their number one keeper, you know. And they were like, oh, this keeper's butters, man. And now we know why they were worried. Now they were worried. But Cancelo's pass was sick. Haaland, that finish, that was like an Ibrahimovic finish, innit? You can imagine him doing that kind of shit. Mm. You know what I mean? That was sick finish, man. But again, you know what I mean? Haaland. But again, I will say that even though they won the game, Dortmund are a pale shadow of this Dortmund team that we've known, come to know, the Tuchels and the Klopp's Dortmund. And they could have easily got points off them until the 75th minute. They had no shots on target. You know what I mean? It's not Liverpool and City as well. No one's really settled down and playing at peak levels yet.
No, nobody.
It's interesting.
I don't think City are great, if I'm being honest. They've not had a great start to the season. Okay, the points are there, but I don't think this is going to be the finish article of City. You know what I mean?
No, of course not.
Their maximum. You know, you make a point about Dortmund, but I thought the Hummels was playing an unbelievable game. When Schlotterbeck came on...
What did the guy do, though? What did the coach do? They were nice and comfortable, and he changed the whole system. He took over and didn't let them out of the penalty area.
Yeah. But then you have to give credit to the fact that the movement from Haaland just to kind of get away from Schlotterbeck. Mm. Mate, this guy's not human, man. That movement there was like a millisecond. He just literally moved away from him, bang, left. You can't do anything. That's why you just... Like, Dortmund just was like, you know what? We got beat in it. We just got beat, and that's what it is. They can't do any more. City can go another gear. That's what City are doing well now, is they're going up another gear, and that's what's scary about City. But while they're in that kind of moment, you've got to take advantage. Obviously, Dortmund did, but could they have got another one in that period? Maybe, but they went another level. When Foden came on, you know what I mean? He's more effective than Alvarez. Game over. And Bernardo as well.
Do you know what makes the Haaland goal that bit sweeter? That Schlotterbeck guy, he was chatting shit all week before the game. He was like, oh, I know Haaland. I know how to stop him scoring goals. I know that I'm going to be the man to stop Haaland. I'm going to end his scoring spree. Comes on in the 75th minute. Ten minutes later, Haaland scores a karate kick. Eat your words, mate.
Why did you speak, bro?
Who said that? What's the name of the person?
What did he say?
He was like, it was something along the lines of, not quote for quote, but something along the lines of, I know how to keep Haaland quiet, or I know how to stop him.
But who was it? What player?
Schlotterbeck, man. Schlotterbeck. Wake up.
I've never heard of him.
No, he's Argentinian. I think he's Argentinian.
No, he's German. He's German.
He's a fool.
I feel like trying to play mind games with Haaland is a very stupid thing to do.
He laughs at you.
He doesn't play those games, man.
He's one of those guys. He's actually so cool. Like you can tell when it. Like I don't know him personally.
The way he walked through Manchester, very cool.
I'm calling him cool. Like I know him and I hang with him and shit. But he is. You can tell he just laugh at you if you try mind games with him. He'll just say he just laugh, like smile at you, and then just bury you. He's mad.
Yeah, I mean,
what does Steve call him? Something meat,
Nordic meat shield.
I don't get that one.
It's from a. There's this comedian said he got in on American tour and called him the Nordic meat shield.
Yeah.
I think any Dortmund player is going to know Haaland's game. It doesn't mean you can stop him. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, unlucky son. Long day for him.
Sorry, we've got a few on Man City. This first one, Yepley says, no one going to ask Hugh to explain to us how Grealish being poor is actually a tactical decision from Pep and how it suits their system. LOL, 100 million flop. Blue Moon, our regular man.
Big flop.
In the comments, we were shit yesterday. Mahrez, Grealish wasn't the right combo. Once the subs came on, we was better. Cancelo's pass, mind-blowing. Stones was good. Haaland is a beast. I hope you're good, Blue Moon. Mohammed says, was at the game yesterday and I got to be honest, Grealish ain't it. I don't think he suits City unless Pep's going to decide to play him as in the eight, sorry. And Anthony again says, if Haaland stayed at Chelsea's youth system under Pauli, would he be the same player?
It's about time our academy started getting some light. So, yeah, I appreciate all these super chats. Much appreciated.
I think we got one here as well. Rich says, a powerful shot on TV or in person compared to the goalie's point of view is day and night. And City players scoring and passing like scripted FIFA.
That's true. That's fair enough. Yeah. We all saw firsthand in the foot golf when the power is increased, you know, peak and for a lot of men.
Listen, don't base anything off of who I'm following anyway. I only vouch for myself and my people and that's all I know. But I don't know. I can't answer that question for you, my guy. Yeah. Before shit comes back to me and I'm getting DM'd about bullshit. Like I said, I said at the beginning of the season that Haaland would score weekly. Man just scores for fun. He'd score against a Premier League all-star defence blindfolded. And he adds, come on, you Gunners. All right, cool. Man City, away to Wolves. Somewhat a difficult fixture, but you've got Haaland at the end of the day. So, Hugh, go on, talk to me.
Yeah, Molyneux and Wolves in general are a club that have caused us quite a few problems. I think they went one season there getting two wins over us or something like that. Like they're a decent team against us, history will show. But yeah, with Haaland in the team, I can't help but feel confident all the time. And he's only getting better every week. The team's only getting better every week. It's, for me, it's just a shame with the international break that we can't keep playing. Like I said, I'd like us to keep playing every 3 days so we can keep getting over these teething issues and keep building chemistry and keep building flow and that sort of thing. But yeah, with Wolves, it's just a case of get in, get the 3 points, even if it's a 1-0 and Stone scores again. I don't care if Haaland doesn't score, just get the 3 points, get through the international break, and then focus on Man United. That's all I want from this Wolves game. So for a prediction, I'm going to go with a 2-0 because I think Wolves will set up extremely defensively. I don't know, is there any chance Diego Costa will start, do we think?
Probably on the bench.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I don't really know how I don't really know what to expect from him. You know, he's coming back from Brazil.
Where is he now?
I think he's 33. So he's not that old.
33, yeah.
Same age as Aubameyang, to be fair. But it's just where he's ended up. He's gone to Brazil and then he's come back. So I don't really know what level he's or what condition he's coming in. But I don't know. He might not even play. He might start off the bench. But I mean, you guys should be able to handle it, surely. Yeah, you'd think so.
Saeed.
Yeah, I think it'll be a tough game, but yeah, City will win.
Tough
Let's
game.
Let's go for 3-1.
3-1, yeah.
Is it Etihad?
No.
All on you.
Wolves.
What was your prediction? Hughes?
Don't worry about that.
I'll just rewind it on my phone.
Go on, Hugh. That's right.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, what am I supposed to say? Play it back. What are you saying? Rewind on my phone, innit? Like, why are you cussing me like that? Okay, 2-0, 3-1. 2-0. Wow.
I'm gonna go I'm gonna go 2-1 Man City.
Oh, Matisse is on it this season, man.
Yeah, we're trying to win something, man. 3-0. Trying to win something.
3-0 Man City.
Oh, come on, man. It would be so much jokes if you said 3-1 for this one as well. Come on.
No, it's not jokes when you fucking...
bottom of the league. Turkish had enough, fam. He said this is not working.
I've had enough. But 3-1 does sound appealing. I can't even lie. But let me move on. Reece said, if Pep wins the three-peat or Champions League for a third time, he's the GOAT. Haaland, 13 goals in 7 games. Cancelo showing why he's the best fullback in the world. Jude to City. 2023 tick tock. That was one from
couple of inaccuracies there, but thank you for the super chat.
Yeah, where would Bellingham play in that City team? Just like role wise, what role would you think he'd get?
He'd come in and be a direct Ilkay Gundogan replacement is what he'd be. Gundogan's at the tail end of his career now. He's got an ongoing back injury, Gundogan as well, which basically means he can't play 90 minutes every week. Bellingham is the perfect fill-in. He's the perfect replacement. He's a young, refreshing player with similar qualities to Gundogan, possibly even better. A lot of potential. I'd absolutely love a Bellingham, De Bruyne in midfield, and you've got Bernardo there as well. It would just be bliss. So yeah, that's where I think he'd play anyway.
Yeah.
Unlucky.
we'll see when City come calling, you can't say no. That's what Akanji said, and that's his boy.
You gotta let go, man.
When he's signed for City, I'll have to let go. Until then, unlucky. You lot tried the same thing with Virgil. Virgil said no. Heritage, you lot.
Man. Wow. And now what's his legacy?
And now look at Virgil. What's he doing now?
Jude and Liverpool is
unlucky. I don't think Liverpool's appalling him, to be honest with you.
You're saying you do a brilliant job, bro. I swear you are the ultimate rattler. You look at what you've done to Griezmann. Look at him. No, he's gonna order something in a minute. I swear. Watch. You're taking the piss with that one.
That's completely random.
No, I like that, Matisse. I might still. But nah.
Get Desiree on me, man. Get Desiree on me.
Oh, mate.
Man said they got no pool. What the fuck?
That's all the predictions in for that Man City game. Brentford Arsenal, the last fixture that we need to make predictions on. Not much to talk about because we haven't played for a little while as well. Obviously, the PSV game was cancelled tonight, hence why we're here at this time. But Brentford, I ain't got much to say, man. We lost their last season. We've got to really start winning these games this season in order for us to finish top four. But I can't say I'm not worried about it. I can't say I'm not worried because there's that thing in the back of my mind that, listen, it was not so long ago Arsenal don't react well to hiccups. And Man United was a big hiccup losing in that manner, regardless of performance. So I'm wary about Brentford. Tony getting a call up, he's going to be gassed, and he had a good game last year. Few of them had a good game last year. We're a very different team to last year, but defensively this season, we haven't been solid. I can't lie. Like, I love Saliba, and I think he has been solid in his own right. But Gabriel next to him has kind of been more than iffy. Ramsdale at times has been iffy. A lot of the goals we've conceded are our own doing. The Man United goals we conceded, the two in the second half, not necessarily our own doing, but it's just lapses in concentration, leaving massive gaps in a big six fixture. It's naivety, regardless of how good you play.
You had a whole week to prepare, though, I guess.
We did. So are Brentford, innit?
Do you reckon it's going to be difficult because Brentford are very, very direct and this will be a big test for Arsenal? You know, can they deal with the way they just bring it into Tony and then have Mwembo and other players running off? So it's going to be a physicality game. And, you know, Arsenal just don't manage with that. Obviously, it's different now with Saliba, you know what I mean, and whatnot. But, you know, it's one of them. Is Partey back? Is some of your players back?
Apparently Partey's back, but I haven't seen it confirmed. I don't know if he is, but obviously he was due to be back around now anyway, regardless of the missed fixture last week.
He's a game changer, I think, because if he's not back,
yeah. But don't get it twisted. There's been games Partey plays and he's not been great. So, you know, him coming back doesn't... It's definitely... We're better off for it, for sure, because you can see the what we're left with if we don't. But it doesn't mean for me that if he does start that I'm now confident of a victory. Brentford are a good team. They showed it last season and they've shown it already this season.
They're saying he's 50% chance of playing the latest update.
Ah, oh, then that's it. Oh, well, then someone said he is back. They reported it. So I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on. You were thinking about your prediction and game changer for that.
Yeah, I just think no Partey, no Elneny. And if Partey wasn't to play, but I know Elneny's injured. If you play Lokonga in DM against this lot, I fear for the kid. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We already saw against Man United, he wasn't the enforcer. Good on the ball, but he's not a DM. So... If it was Lokonga to start in DM away at Brentford with the way that they play, yeah, I think it would be tough. So Partey needs to be back for that. Needs to start.
Prediction. Let me make mine. I predicted 1-1 on box to box earlier. That's out there, so a few people might have seen that.
Stick with that.
Hold that.
Because it's a 50-50 game, you know. When you deep it like that, you just don't know what Brentford are going to do.
Yeah. It's not an easy fixture like that.
It really is about Partey, though. You know that. It really is.
Yeah. They're saying he's back in full training, so I don't know.
He'll be all right. He'll be good.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to go 1-1. I'm sticking with the 1-1. Fuck it. Hugh?
2-1 Arsenal.
2-1. Saeed?
I'm going to go with... This could be any scoreline, isn't it? I'm going to go with 2-2.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Grizz, 2-2?
No.
You wasn't going to say that then.
I was going to say that. But I'll go 1-1 instead.
I was going to say that. this is tough, man. Anything can happen.
It's a tough one.
It's a tough one, man. It's not easy. I'm gonna give it Brentford. I'm gonna go 2-1 Brentford.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
2-1 Brentford. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Tony's gonna go mad. He's got a call up and that. It's gotta be.
Sorry, people. I see a message here saying, Turkish, we can't enter our prediction on the website. Game week 7 is open, which was last week, but not this week's games. All right, cool. I'm literally sending a message to my guy now to see what he can do. So keep checking in the next half an hour or hour or so, and hopefully that's sorted out. So you said 2-1 Brentford. All right, that's locked in. And Real Talk says, Turk, you keep saying Arsenal 3 years into the process, United and Chelsea have just started. Not all processes start in the same place. We started at level -2, them at level 0. Firstly, how did you work them numbers out? Like, level -2 and 0.
That sounds like he's in a lift.
Yeah, exactly. He's in a lift.
Plus 2 years to undo our crap squad. I agree with that. That needed some time, but that time is time. I can't just dismiss that time and say, in the owner's case, that I can't keep on giving them years of my life as an Arsenal fan and saying, oh, that's all right. We needed to do that. I agree we needed to do that, but at the same time, I'm holding them accountable to what we really should be doing. You said their squads are almost ready. Listen, okay, let me give you a scenario. In 2 years, let's say, we haven't made Champions League yet. We finished fifth this year, fifth next year, and it's the 24-25 season. Man United have just sacked Ten Hag and Chelsea have just sacked Potter. You could tell me then that me saying we're 5 years into our process doesn't make sense because of level -2. Or you might say level -4 then. Like, this argument doesn't make sense to me. We have to hold this club, regardless of where we've been, we have to hold them to high standards and high expectations. And we've given them benefit of doubt over the last year. The fans last year got behind it fully, were behind it this year, the majority. it's time for them to start giving back. You can't just get behind and they're fucking about.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my opinion on that. Sambi's just not a number six, at least not yet, says Colin. His tendency to drift and get forward really left space for United's counter-attacks against Arsenal. And yeah, he was one of the ones culpable. He got away with a few moments at being out of position. Lacazette says, why would we need Partey for Brentford? It should be an easy win with this team we've got. They can't deal with our attack. Arsenal 3, Brentford 1. Imagine the 3-1 comes in this week. I'll take it. I'll take it. Well, yeah. Cool. That's all the super chats. I think once we get top four, the Cronky, that's my worry. My worry is we make top four this year and all fans go wild and act like, you know, we're back. We wouldn't be back to what we want. We'd be back to where we initially got frustrated with this ownership in Arsene Wenger in top four. Let's not forget that. If we make top four this year and there's no trophies, it's not a song and a dance. It's all right. Good step. But make sure you build on it in the summer with the money and then next season. That's all it is, a step. If we win a Europa League or an FA Cup and you get, cool, that's a celebration. You're here to win it. But aside from that, the pressure needs to be kept up, people, regardless. Sorry, I had my moment there. But yeah, people say I don't talk about Arsenal much. There's a bit about Arsenal. And Liverpool, last but not least, Grizz, last minute or the last couple of minutes, Matip saved the day. You're not playing. And so, yeah, little break.
Yeah. No. We needed this, though. Unrecognizable last few weeks, man. But yesterday was a bit more recognizable Tuesday. I keep saying yesterday, man. I should know I was there. But yeah, good atmosphere. Ajax are a good team, man. 7 wins in a row this season. Apparently, someone was telling me a stat that's like the only first defeat away from home in Europe in about 20 games or something. So they're a handy outfit, especially away from home, the way they play. But yeah, we were much better, man. We were much better. We needed the big dogs to stand up. Virgil, Van Dijk, Matip, Salah, all of them were much better. They've been atrocious. People are digging out Elliot and Trent and all the youngsters and a new player. No, man, you've got to look at the big dogs in situations like this. The experienced people have to come to the fore. The guys that everyone looks up to. And they weren't. They weren't. But, yeah, they did. They were much, much better. Of course, not perfect. But yeah, the 2-1 flattered Ajax. The last-minute goal makes it look like, oh, you know what I mean? It's one of those ones. But it was really a 3-1 game. Like, that goal was bang out of nowhere. Just, you know, the first attack they had. And that guy's a decent player, man. A lot of clubs should be looking at him, man. Mohamed Kudus, remember that name? He's the new Ajax star. You know, Ajax come out with bad boys every season. He's the new one. But yeah, from our point of view, we needed it. Now we've got 3 weeks to relax, put our feet up. Well, a lot of them, as Matisse says, going off to internationals, but yeah, we needed this. Otherwise, the mood would have been glum. Now, suddenly we have to look at it like 5 points behind City. I'm no disrespect to Arsenal. We look at City, 5 points behind City in the league. And then we're pretty much, hopefully got Rangers home and away in the next. We pick up minimum 4 points. We're pretty much through to the next round of Champions League. Suddenly, there's light at the end of the tunnel. If we get our recoup our players as well that are injured, we'll have Konate back, we'll have Henderson back, we'll have Curtis Jones back. So it just improves and helps the squad. Robertson will be back. So yeah, man, better, feeling better. I'm feeling
better. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, I'm happy for you, man. You haven't been yourself recently. You've been dragging some of the chat and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I love them today. Everything's calm.
Everybody's happy now. It's good. It's a shame that we can't do our little battle on Sunday. Do you know what I mean? It's a shame. It would have been good.
It is. I would have liked to play you too.
Yeah, 100%. But,
obviously, you don't want to get his feet under the table and work out who you know what I mean? Like, if I would have been very, very confident, if you played Azpilicueta and Cucurella as your centre-backs against us, I would have had a party, man.
Yeah.
But I reckon by then he's going to have Koulibaly and Fofana back. He realised, yeah, man, these men are the ones I want.
Yeah. I mean,
it's going to be a big October, man.
It is.
Oh, people. Sorry. Very quickly, people talking about Thiago. Don't know if you all watched him. Right.
The fans.
No. Just Thiago's performance. Like the difference he's made, because everyone's been saying, Thiago, we need Thiago. Thiago showed why we need him. He was magical, people. man. You know, I mean, you go and look at a compilation of Thiago, it don't do him justice. Every touch of his is just, he makes it look different, man. But yeah, Thiago, yeah, shout out Thiago, of course, people are saying.
Mm. Well, we know he's a quality player. It's just about him staying fit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What about the Arthur thing? There was some weird tweet about Arthur and Klopp not thinking that he's the level. Just rubbish.
No, I mean, look. Yeah, people are saying that we're looking to offload him already. It doesn't make any sense for that to be real or true.
Yeah.
Of course, there must have been something said in terms of his match fitness, because even I said it. And I've heard similar, that he's not even close to match fitness. And when I said it, people were like, oh, no, he's match fit. I was like, okay, let's see when he starts a game. So, but that's different from trying to offload him. Like, he's not match fit. Like, people had ambitions of him starting against Napoli or against Ajax. I said, nah, he's not even close. But this will be wicked. 3 weeks now to just pure work on his fitness, like a preseason for him. So then he might be ready. But, yeah, look, I'm not joyous about Arthur. I'm not going to suddenly say, yeah, we bought Arthur Melo from Juventus, free signing on a transfer window, a deadline day. He don't excite me. I'm not going to say otherwise. He's not great. That's my opinion.
Yeah, hear it. Like I said, no predictions for you. Liverpool this week, Chelsea, Liverpool postponed. Couple super chats. Yeah, I see your message, my bro. I see your message. I will make sure I check up on that for you by tomorrow. We have one here from Wee Snooker saying, bit irrelevant, not really, my guy. I appreciate you bringing it up because it is worth a mention. But big up Roger Federer, what a genius and classy man.
Love the goat, man.
Listen, he's in terms of not just tennis, in terms of sports, he's one of the great sportsmen ever. So, it's a big loss for tennis. I can't even lie to you.
Definitely.
Growing up, I used to love Sampras, and I thought no one would surpass him in my eyes. But Federer did in the end, and then you see Nadal and Djokovic push him to the limits, and yeah, he's quality. And people, I've just got the heads up that Game Week 8 is active on the official Big Six website, so you can put your Game Week 8 predictions in there now. I've just checked it, and it is active. All six fixtures are there. Obviously, three of them are postponed, so just leave them blank, and that should be that. But yeah, it's all good. Game Week 8 is there. And people, I didn't ask none of you guys to hit the like button. We've already passed 1,000. As we're wrapping up the show, hit the like button on the way out. Get it to 2,000 before the show ends. And show some love to the Mandem as usual. Let's get Hugh and his channel up to 5K before the year ends. We're really close, people. Show some love to Hugh, the newest member of the gang. Saeed, Grizz, Matisse. Forget Toes for today. Don't even subscribe. not so ugly as well as usual, people. Subscribe to his channel. Content coming out there frequently again. Well, will be frequently again. Big him up as well. As always, the official website's there. The Fantasy League code is there. FM London are there. Last month of the promotion, people. All men's items. Show some love there. And yeah, aside from that, actually one super chat came in for you there. What does Van Disney even mean?
Don't ask me, brother. Ask the kids that make that shit up. Do I look like a kid to you? Get out of here.
That rattled him. He's done his job.
That was a good response.
On that note, people, there's still 4.7K in the building. We are going to call it a day. Shorter show than usual, one down, but at the same time, three postponements. We gave you a banger on Monday. If you didn't watch that, that was our season prediction show. So go back to Monday where we do our top six, our relegation, our top scorer, our top of assist, and player of the season. As always, people, love for the love. Hit the like button on the way out. And we'll be back Monday night to review Game Week 8. And then it's the international break. Peace. We're out, people. Love.